Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Mbella, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How about you?
Very well, thank you. Can't complain. All is good, and the Lord is good indeed. Now, thank you so much. We are going to be talking about this experience of salvation. You know, in infinite love and mercy, God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Him we might be made the righteousness of God. But exactly what does that mean? And so we're going to be exploring this and the other issues as we talk about the experience of salvation. Now, what does salvation mean, Pastor?
Salvation. Salvation, according to the Oxford Languages Dictionary, salvation is preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. That's a simple definition.
Okay.
But
yes,
theologically, theologically, it is defined as deliverance from sin and its consequences, believed by Christians to be brought about by faith in Christ.
It is deliverance from sin.
From sin.
I get you. Now, why does humanity then need salvation? Salvation from what exactly?
The Bible says in Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. And you know that also in Romans 6, verse 23, it goes on to say, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. That's why we need salvation. We all have been affected by this sin problem.
Even though I have not sinned personally?
One way or the other, you've been affected by the consequences of sin.
How would I be? Because if I have not sinned, how am I getting affected?
The Bible says for all have sinned.
Which means that for all have performed sin.
For all have performed sin, either in Adam or practically sinning.
Okay. All right. So if one has not practically sinned, but only Adam sinned, I'm counted to have sinned anyways.
Yeah, the Bible says for all have sinned. One way or the other, we have all sinned before God.
Is that fair, though?
Is that
fair?
I think it is fair.
That because I'm imagining you're getting home and you find the children, you know, somebody has out of the five children that you have, and somebody has broken the TV, and are you now going to start beating everyone up, even though they said no, Daddy, it's that one? Won't you deal with the one that has actually caused the problem?
Yeah, the way you are putting it. You are going to deal with the one who has created the problem. But like I have said, in Romans 3, verse 23, the Bible says, unless we'll be now challenging what the Bible says, all have sinned and they have fallen short of the grace of God, of the glory of God.
Okay. So is that why we need salvation?
That is why we need salvation, my brother.
I see. And what's God's interest then in saving us? I mean, if we rightfully deserve death, why would then God be interested in saving us? Where would you say is justice there?
God is a gracious God. He has always desired His goal is for humanity. He has always been eternal life and happiness. It is not His desire that we die or we suffer from the consequences of sin.
So God creates these consequences himself, and then...
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So God has created the consequences of sin himself, and then he comes back himself and says, okay, let me save you from these consequences.
God has not created the consequences, but sin has consequences. You know that sin is a mystery. It has got consequences.
All right. So sin has consequences, and it is not God who has put out the consequences there. So so you are saying then, therefore, there's justice fully in that process.
There is definitely there is justice fully in that process.
But when,
as you can see in the case of Satan. Satan wanted to prove using his own principles, wanted to prove that God is unjust and unfair. But God gave him time, and through his principles, God is out to prove, or is out to justify himself.
I see. Now, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under the heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Please unpack what this exactly means.
Simply and clearly, Acts chapter 4 verse 12 defines that the only path to salvation is through Jesus Christ. His name is the only name given through which you can be saved.
All right. Meaning what in practical terms? I would want to hear how is that supposed to work practically, if you can unpack it for us, please.
The only way we can get salvation is through the name of Christ.
Yes.
So without the name of Christ, we cannot be saved. So by accepting Christ as our Savior, we have to believe in Christ and accept him as our Savior for us to be saved.
Ah, okay. So that's what it means. It means that we have to accept him as our Savior, and then we will be saved.
Then we will be saved.
Okay. And then the one who has not accepted Christ, what happens there?
He is doomed.
There's no salvation.
There is no salvation for those who have not accepted Christ. Remember.
But didn't you say earlier? Didn't you say earlier that God wants to make sure that all of us are saved?
Yes, you heard me right. That God wants all of us to be saved. God, to make sure that we have saved, God has come up with a plan of salvation, and He has announced His plan in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And that plan is through Christ. Remember, in John we are told that he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
And the life.
So we can only get salvation by turning to Christ and accepting him as our personal Savior.
This is why his name is given. So if we profess him to be our Savior, we are then afforded the opportunity for salvation.
We sure.
All right. Is that the only meaning of the name Christ, the Jesus?
Basically, it is the meaning.
I see. All right, Pastor Amasa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you. And I think that we have had a fantastic one. We are going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time, at the same place.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.